Welcome to the Connecting Health Summit, Breaking the Link Between Cancer and Autoimmune Disease, hosted by Holly Bertone and Dr. Heather Paulson. Today, we are talking about mind-body healing with Megan Buer. Megan Buer is the founder of Harmony Restored, a company focused on helping individuals heal from the stress that is at the root of their physical and emotional pain. Megan is a certified emotion code practitioner, author of two books on healing, a Reiki healer, and mom to three. After suffering from years with anxiety, panic disorder, chronic stress, food intolerances, adrenal fatigue, and an autoimmune disease, she went on a journey to health, spending over 10 years researching, experimenting, and finally figuring out all the unique tools she needed to naturally heal herself. Megan Buer will be talking about the emotional root causes of disease, how to shift your mindset for optimal healing, and how to resolve emotional conflict, and what you can do when you're not doing when you're doing everything right, but still not healing. We would like to thank our sponsor, Brody Welch, LAC, for being a part of the Connecting Health Summit. You can learn more about Brody on our speakers page. Let's welcome Megan Buer. Hello, everyone. Holly Bertone, pinkfortitude.com, and we're here with the Connecting Health Summit, Breaking the Link Between Cancer and Autoimmune Disease. And today, we have a very special guest, Megan Buer. Megan is awesome. I have known her for about a year now, and we've become very close friends. She is just an absolute sweetheart, has the sweetest soul, and I'm so excited because today we're going to talk about the mind-body connection for healing. And I think above, you've got your gut healing that we've been talking about in the summit, and then you also have the mind-body connection. And I think it is just as equally important as, if not more, than the gut healing. So excited, Megan. Thank you so much for being here. So excited to have you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So let's get right to it. How did you, how did you get started in your health journey and get started into, kind of mind-body healing?
Yeah, so I'm an energy healing practitioner, and it was so interesting because if you told me 15 years ago, this is what I would be doing, I would have laughed in your face and asked, what the heck is energy medicine? And so, rewind about 12 years ago, my son was born. He was diagnosed with autism when he was two. And at that point, we were very mainstream, just kind of did what everybody else does and do what your doctor tells you. And, but then we got that diagnosis, and something in me, just this mama bear, came out, and I knew there was something going on here. And because 2 months before, he was normal. And, all of a sudden he just switched, and this wall went up, and the mama bear came out, and I just started digging and researching, and we saw a naturopath, and, we started doing all this crazy woo-woo stuff, and, but I didn't care. Like, I needed my kid to feel better, and modern medicine was telling me, this is just how it is. Like, throw them in occupational therapy and cross your fingers, and I was not satisfied with that. And so that's what started my whole journey, was my son's diagnosis. And then down the road, along the line, while I was throwing everything into him, my own health started to decline. And what was so interesting and frustrating, I think, for me, was at that point, for my son, we were all, gluten-free, dairy-free, blah, blah, blah. Like, we were taking all these great supplements. Our diet was great. Like, and so why was my health declining when everything was perfect? Right. And so I started my own journey and, got more strict with my diet, took more supplements, did, green juice all the time and blah, blah, blah. Like, doing all the stuff, making sure we weren't going out to dinners because I was afraid of the soy oil, and making sure there was no toxins in our home. And I was doing everything right, or so I thought. And I was so stressed out and so frustrated. And that's when I finally got the diagnosis of the autoimmune disease. And so on one hand, I was kind of relieved because it was like, okay, well, there's an explanation for what's going on here. But on the other hand, it was like, what the heck? Like, I'm doing everything right. Why am I getting sick? And I remember coming across some of this mind-body, at that point, to me, woo-woo stuff. And I just remember thinking like, okay, that's cool, but like I've got stuff going on physically that I've got to fix first, and then I'll worry about my stress and my emotions, and I just don't have time for that right now. And you know, a little bit more time down the road, I just wasn't getting any better. And so I opened the door to some more of this mind body stuff, and that for me is when things just so drastically shifted. When I finally addressed my emotional well-being, that is when my body finally started to heal. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. I'm happy to tell more about it, but.
And you know, it's interesting. You know, there's so many people out there that, you know, say the exact same thing. They're like, I'm doing everything right. Why am I not healing? Mm-hmm. And yeah, thank you so much for sharing that story. So how are you and your health and your son today?
So yeah, I mean, most of my clients, I would say 95% of my clients come to me in that same boat of we're doing everything right. I've been to every chiropractor, every naturopath, every homeopath. My diet's perfect. My supplements are $1,000 a month. Like what else are we supposed to do? And so if you're in that spot, I understand. And there's so many people in that spot that are feeling really frustrated. And when we started doing some energy work called the emotion code with a practitioner. I am now a practitioner and work in private practice, but this was years ago. And I was working with a practitioner, and after just a couple sessions, what I noticed for me was that stress level, that like constant feeling of fight or flight that I was in, felt, you know, 24/7. Finally went away, and I felt like my body kind of sink in to feeling more relaxed, feeling more peaceful, feeling more at ease. And then same thing with my son, where his language improved, his tantrums went down, like, you know, these classic autism meltdowns, like those went down, you know, to the point now where we are now a few years, you know, several years later, my son's, you know, nobody even knows he's on the spectrum. I mean, we do. He's a little quirky still, but most people that we meet would never have any clue. He's does great in school, has amazing grades, has friends, you know, and my health is back. Like I run a business and I have 3 kids and I'm happy. I just don't, my diagnosis is gone. So there is something to be said for healing the stress and the emotions. And I think for us, it's the upkeep of that, of resolving our conflicts and staying in a state of relaxation is what keeps us in a state of rejuvenation and healing.
And you know, I found too that, so, you know, that whole, and I had an experience too about a year ago that the stress just, I mean, it almost killed me. And I found that the more I quieted myself down, and we'll probably get into this, I'm sure you'll talk a little bit more about this, but I found that the more I quieted myself down, the more energy I had. So mm-hmm. I actually got energy out of peace, which sounds crazy, but it's, yeah, it works. So.
Yeah, totally. And that's where I think for me, when I was in the health journey and I was struggling so much, I just felt like I needed to work harder. I needed to do more. I needed, you know, I was so set on fixing myself because I fundamentally thought something was wrong with me, you know, because all these books are telling me, well, if I just cut out gluten and if I just drink green juice and if I just, you know, blah, 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 then all my problems are going to disappear. And when that didn't happen for me, I went into this place of internal, like, what's wrong with me? Like, what, this is working for everybody else, but not me. What's wrong with me? And that just perpetuated the whole cycle of getting sicker and getting more fatigue and getting more, you know, all the things, more anxiety, more all of it. But when I finally resolved some of the emotional issues and I felt more at peace, I realized, oh my gosh, this is what's healing me, is being rested, is feeling at peace, is not having these active stress conflicts running in the background all the time. And so now what I realize is that is the key to healing, is feeling happy, is feeling good. And that can happen no matter what is happening externally. So if you've got a cancer diagnosis or an autoimmune diagnosis, or the kids are fighting or you're in traffic or whatever, the stress, the external stresses, there's still the ability to feel content and relaxed and at ease within. And that comes from doing things that make you feel good for the only intention of just feeling good. Working through this old emotional baggage, letting go. You know, people like to meditate, people like to go for walks, whatever that is for you. You know, to not discount that as just fluff, like that's actually what gets your body out of fight or flight so that you can heal. And that was so key. And I was stuck so deeply in this cycle of I've got to work harder. There's something wrong with me. And because I was believing that, I worked and I pushed and I didn't let myself relax. And it was like, well, once I feel better, then I can relax. And it was like, no, I've got to relax to feel better.
And, you know, that's a great lesson because, you know, obviously, and, you know, kudos to you to, you know, not just being able to, you know, have, you said three wonderful kids, you said three kids right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, and especially to see, you know, your son healing from his autism and, you know, to be in that place as, you know, as a mama bear and as a caregiver, to really take a step back and evaluate and say, hey, I need to really, you know, put myself first and heal myself so that I can not just take care of myself, but take care of my family. And, you know, so often, you know, especially with women, we put everyone else before our own health. And so that's, you know, it's a great lesson for our viewers. Thank you for sharing that. So, but
yeah, I mean, that was, you know, that was something too. I mean, that's when my health started to decline. I was throwing everything into healing my son, which there's nothing wrong with that, but there needed to be a boundary. There was nothing left for me. I was just, all of my energy was just going outwards and there was nothing keeping me grounded in my own well-being. And so that's the important thing. If you're a caregiver or if, you know, whatever, especially when we are talking about a cancer diagnosis or an autoimmune, a lot of times on an energetic level, on an emotional level, that is, there's no boundary. There's just, it's this constant feeling of overwhelm because I've got so much to do. There's so much on my plate. I'm helping so many people and there's nothing left for you. And then you come into this state of depletion and then you don't know why you don't feel good. And that's why. And so it's keeping these really good boundaries of, you know what, I am worthy of feeling good. And so I'm going to do things that feel good and it's not selfish. And when I do that, I can show up so much better for those people in my life. Because years ago, I was like that frazzled, crazy mom who was just like upset at the kids all the time and running a million miles a minute. And that's what contributed also to that autoimmune diagnosis. And now it's like, you know what? I need my alone time. Like that's, for me personally, that's key. And when I have that, I can show up so much better for my kids. And so it's finding this balance in your own wellness.
So let's talk about, you know, kind of the emotional root cause. I mean, you've talked a lot about, you know, kind of the healing concept of the mind-body connection. What do you think are some of the emotional root causes of diseases such as cancer and autoimmune?
So it's a very complex thing where it's hard to say this is exactly what it is in all cases. A lot of my clients, I do see themes with everybody, but basically what it boils down to is there is an unresolved emotional conflict. There is some kind of emotional conflict that has been unresolved. And if that is from 2 years ago or from when you were 2 years old, I don't, you know, we could figure that out in a session together, but it doesn't really matter. The details don't really matter. It's the fact that there's something unresolved, that there's something that you're still holding on to that is in conflict in your body, that is creating stress, and we need to figure out what that is so that you can let it go. A lot of times, you know, what I see for the autoimmune clients of mine, it's overwhelm. It's a lot of overwhelm. That's always the underlying theme for my autoimmune clients. My cancer clients varies very differently. So in traditional Chinese medicine, each organ is correlated with a different emotion. So, you know, if I've got somebody with colon cancer and somebody with lung cancer, I'm looking at two pretty different emotional conflicts that could be happening. So grief is lungs and rejection is colon. And so that's where, you know, if somebody comes to me with something that's going to give me a pretty clear idea of what organ are we looking at here that the cancer's in, that will give me a pretty good idea of what emotional conflict needs to be worked on. Again, so it is that, so cancer specifically is pretty different for everybody, depending on what kind of cancer it is and where it is. And what that means is the body is trying to resolve an emotional conflict and we need to give it the space to do that. And, so yeah, those are kind of the, so cancer, it's a little hard to say specifically, but those are two examples.
What about breast cancer?
Breast cancer is a nest worry conflict. So that means it's related to the mother-child relationship. So if that is, when I pull in German New Medicine, if you're right-handed, a cancer on the right breast is related to like somebody else, a nest worry conflict with somebody that's not related to you, like a significant other, possibly a spouse. I mean, you feel like your spouse is related to you, but technically they're not. The left breast is related to either your own child or your own mother. Hmm. So it's all about nurturing and motherhood and those kind of, you know, worrying about a child or something like that is usually what that's related to.
So how do you shift your mindset? I mean, you know, we kind of talked about, you know, the root causes, but then, you know, you said that how do you shift your mindset or how do you release some of these emotions to help that healing journey begin?
So what I do is I'm an emotion code practitioner and I've been trained to, you know, I do muscle testing to help my clients figure out what emotions we need to work on and I help clear them on an energetic level. So it's very quick, very easy. So there are practitioners that you can work with to get this work done. I know a lot of my cancer clients, like they're just overwhelmed. Like you can learn to do this yourself, but when you're in a place of a health crisis and feeling already overwhelmed and stressed, it's so much more supportive to work with somebody because they can just help do this for you and guide you through it. But on a personal level, the things that you can be doing is, you know, just getting some of this knowledge that we've talked about today, then maybe just go grab a journal and start writing and see what comes up. You know, if you're dealing with breast cancer and something triggered in you, oh, a nest conflict, like a motherhood kind of conflict, I wonder what that would be. Just start writing and see like what comes up, what comes out of that pen. And that can be really, really healing to start moving the energy and the emotion out of the body. Or just to think, okay, so my cancer or my autoimmune disease is related to some sort of emotional conflict that's not resolved. What comes up for you, you know, and start writing about it or start, you know, resolving that. If it's something active in your life now, how can you resolve it? If it's something in your past, how can you make peace with it? You know, actually I've had a lot of thyroid, like Hashimoto's clients, it's, you know, the emotion is here stuck in the thyroid. Well, this is our communication center. So it's speaking. And I actually have a lot of my Hashimoto's clients, you know, they will come up with the conflict. So, oh, it was something that happened in my childhood and it was my dad. And we figure that all out together. And then I have them sit in their room by themselves and speak, like talk to your dad like he's right there. I mean, maybe you would want to call and, you know, talk to him about it, but you don't have to. Pretend he's there and speak to him. What would you have said? What would you have, you know, wish that you could have said? How could you have helped your little, you know, your little inner child? And have a conversation, move the energy out of your throat. You know, and I think really the biggest thing is just doing things that make you feel good and not underestimating how critical that is for our well-being and you are stressed about food and stressed about, you know, your supplements and your doctor's appointments and all, it is so important to counteract that with things that make you feel peaceful in your body again. And the mindset shift, this is like my favorite thing to talk about because my story around this is so interesting, where I was doing all this emotional work. I was working with my emotion code practitioner and doing all of that. And I would say my symptoms resolved about 75% of the way. Like I was almost there, but there was still this little piece that I felt like there's something going on. Like there's still something. And I remember it was like a beautiful spring day. It was several years ago now, and my kids were out playing and my husband was in the garden, and I was sitting on the deck and I was reading some diet book. And because that's just what I did for fun. And I just remember, you know, flipping through the pages saying, okay, like there's got to be something, like maybe I need to cut out corn, or maybe it's like there, I'm getting soy somewhere. You know, I was like really racking my brain for what's the last thing I need to do to finally feel better. And I had this moment, it was like this light bulb moment where I realized the thing that was wrong with me was that I believed that something was wrong with me. And so if I believe that something is wrong with me, then there will always be something wrong with me. And it was this whole journey, I think, for me that had kind of created that belief. So I had done a lot of the work and I had felt so much better, but I was still holding this belief that there was something fundamentally broken in me. And so from that day, I remember just thinking, okay, so I need to start living and breathing and eating and acting like somebody who has nothing wrong with them. And somebody who has nothing wrong with them is not spending this beautiful spring day reading a diet book. They're out in the garden and playing with their kids. And so I closed the book and I got up and I just totally changed the way that I think about myself and my body and the way that I show up in my life. And I started doing things that I wouldn't have done before, like go to a restaurant and enjoy myself. And I started acting and talking to myself and believing there was nothing wrong with me anymore. And within 3 months of that day, that's when I got my blood taken again and my autoimmune disease was gone. Wow. And hasn't been back. And so I think there is some real, there is real power in our mind. And the more that we get caught up in this kind of fear mongering, like alternative health, like there's something wrong with you and it's this scary toxin coming to get you. And that whole world, that's what made me sick. And you have to move out of that at some point. And I think, you know, you can throw green juice on, you know, on it all day long. But if you are in a state of stress and you are believing that there's something wrong with you and treating yourself like that, you're only going to get so far.
So it's almost like clearing the toxins out of your mind.
Yes, it is like an emotional and mental detox. And that's what I actually needed. My body was working for me the whole time. It was just showing me messages after messages and saying, Megan, listen up, like, and I was trying so hard. I thought something was wrong. Like, oh my gosh, my body's breaking down. When in reality, my body was just showing me, you are believing something that's not true here, girl. Like, let's like live our life again and finally get off the sidelines and be in our life again and enjoy our life again. And that's what's going to heal us. And so it's just honestly detoxing all this programming and this negative mental stuff that just flits around in the back of our mind all day long.
You know, that is so pivotal and so critical. And I hope everyone listening, you know, really takes that home with them, you know, and takes that message home that, you know, your thoughts, what is it? You become what you think about most of the time. Is that the quote?
around so, that something. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. So do you do self-talk, or do you have like certain kind of healing mantras you repeat to yourself, or certain sayings that you kind of hang up on the wall, or how do you incorporate these kind of positive thoughts over the negative thoughts?
I think for me, affirmations were pretty important at the beginning, where I was so used to not thinking in a positive way that I would have affirmations, you know, like up on my fridge and on my mirror, and just to remind me like, oh, there's like a very different way that I could be thinking about this right now. One of my favorite affirmations, and I still use today, is it's safe for me to thrive in this moment. Because I think that a lot of times, especially for people on a health journey, we are constantly projecting our wellness out in the future. Like, once I feel better, once I'm not tired, once my diagnosis is gone, once I lose weight, once blah, 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 like, then I'll live my life, then I'll be okay, then I'll be happy, then. And so it was, it's this reminder that we have this wellness within us all the time, no matter what is happening, and that we are safe to thrive in this moment, and it doesn't have to be projected. Sometimes I'll just be like kind of in a, you know, thinking storm, and I'll have a kind of a human experience where I'm all caught up in something, and then I'll remind myself of that affirmation, and it's like, oh yeah, like, I don't have to get so caught up in this, and I can just thrive in this moment. And what does that mean? What choice am I making for my body when I'm thriving in this moment? Am I doing something because I feel like I have to? I don't really want to do it, but I have to because that's what everybody's telling me I need to do. Or am I doing it because this is what I really want to do to thrive? And so that's a good one that I used a lot. And I think also just the understanding that our thoughts are nothing more than thoughts. Like, that's all they are, is just like air up here. There is no weight to them. And so to not take them so seriously. A metaphor that I use with all my clients and in my Rooted in Health course is, you know, here we are down here. Here's our little body on earth having this human experience. And here's the sun. And the sun is this bright, constant thing. And to think of that as our higher self, or our, who we really are, like our wellness. And then we have all these clouds and all this weather that comes in and out every day. And we're down here and we are connected to the sun. And, you know, and some days it's bright and sunny and we can see it and we feel it and we feel great. And then there's other days where like the storms come and, but the sun is still there. But, and you know, like when you're taking off in an airplane and it's all cloudy mm-hmm. and dark and dreary, and then all of a sudden you just like go through this cloud and it's like bright sunshine. And so the negative thoughts that you're having, or even your negative emotions, are nothing more than a cloud. And so when they come in, the problem comes when we attach to it and we say, oh my gosh, this is who I am. Like, this storm, this is never going to go away. It's never going to end. This is who I am. And we just kind of attach to this cloud and follow it. Where if we just stay grounded and said, oh, look, here's that negative thought pattern again. Here's anxiety. Here's sadness. Here's anger. Whatever it is, it can just come in and we can just let it go. And that is going to help your mental state of being, but that's also going to help resolve a lot of those emotional conflicts that we were talking about, is staying grounded and realizing, you know, that all these negative things that come in are nothing more than storms. And then it's like,
hang on, hang on, we lost you for a second. Sorry, can you start over?
Oh, weird.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, just, where did you end?
You were talking about the storms.
Yeah, so I just used that analogy with the kids, and I just, you know, if they're upset about something or they're feeling anxious, or, you know, I just remind them, you're just in, it's just a cloud. It's just a storm. Just having a storm. It's going to pass. It's not who you are. It's, you know, and it's simple as that, and there's this quick reminder of, oh yeah, my wellness is still here. The sun is still shining, even when we have the anxiety, or even when we're having the sadness or the negative self-talk, or we get caught up in a storm. And so it's, that's just kind of an analogy to that can really bring some clarity to the emotional and mental storms that we feel every day.
So let me ask you this, and you know, kind of a personal reason why I'm asking it, but what about, so I'm trying to think how to ask it. So like your body's sick, whether it's cancer, autoimmune, whatever. So your body's in the sick state. Does your body get used to being in a sick state, like it's, or a disease state, like it just kind of, it just kind of lands there, right? Like once it happens and you just kind of land there. And they talk about, you know, especially cancer, sometimes autoimmune I've heard, but a new normal. And you're like, okay, this is my new normal. And I always kind of said, I hate that word because I don't want this to be my new normal. Like I don't necessarily want to go back to my old life. I want to learn and grow from this experience, but this is not normal. This is normal. People shouldn't feel this way. Like, do you think the body kind of gets used to being a certain way and you just kind of have to, like you were talking about, but is it more of like a retraining the mind to just be healthy or to kind of have that positive? And the reason I'm asking, so for me personally, just horrific, epic fatigue that kind of attached itself to everything that I was going through, you know, with the cancer and the autoimmune. And I mean, I'm talking 2 and 3 hour naps a day, you know, every day. And I mean, I could not function. And I started this new protocol that I'm actually really seeing some progress in starting to heal. And I'm forcing myself to not take a nap. Now, sometimes I do actually have to rest. Like my body literally just shuts down, but there's days that I actually try to not take a nap because I'm like, I don't want my body to get used to just taking a nap every day. You know, right. Like I don't want my body to think that it's fatigue. Like I want my body to feel like it has energy, even if it doesn't. So does that make sense? Is that?
It does. Yeah. And I don't think the body gets stuck in a pattern. I think the mind does.
Yeah.
But I also think my question back to you is kind of, there might be a lot of thinking around the naps. Like there's a lot of thought storm, like you're thinking, oh, it's bad, you know, and what if it's not bad? What if there's nothing wrong? And that when the body's in a state of healing, it needs a lot of extra rest. And so when we pan up from the whole situation and we see that the body is in a state of healing and it's asking for what it needs, and the more that we can give it what it needs rather than fighting what it needs, the quicker we're going to heal, and realizing that we can have body storms the same way that we have mental and emotional storms, that this is not going to last forever, that you're not going to need a 3 hour nap for the rest of your life, but maybe you do need it for another month. And then one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, wow, I have so much energy today because you finally finished the cycle of healing, rather than coming in and saying, whoa, something's wrong, I'm tired. So I'm going to come in and just try to fix it. And then we just keep getting stuck in this cycle where the body just wants to finish the cycle of healing. And I remember that's something that I did when I was in my healing. I had the fatigue too. And I remember my husband was like, it was so bad. I just remember laying on the couch and my kids like running in front of me and thinking like, my life is literally passing me by. Like I can't move. And my husband, like, we worked it all out so that I could just spend like an entire 2 weeks in bed, and we had people come in and food was made. And like, it was like, Megan is going to like lay in bed and heal for 2 weeks. And I slept, I read and I journaled and I did nothing but just heal. And I felt it was like that circle finally finished, that like that healing cycle finally finished. And I could get out of bed and I could move and I could like do function again. And so I don't think that the body gets stuck. I think the body is so deeply intelligent and knows exactly what it's doing. And the more that we can honor what it's asking for, if that's a nap or a dinner out with friends or, you know, an amazing vegan meal or an amazing paleo meal or whatever the body is asking for, honoring that and giving it to it and trusting that the body knows what it's doing and that it's not out to get you, that it's not broken, that it is in a state of healing and it just needs a little bit of space and a little bit of respect and just to honor what it's asking for. And the more you can give it and just give into those naps and enjoy it rather than creating a story of, oh, this means something, I'm sick, there's something wrong with me. Take the story off of it and just say, oh, I need a nap. Cool. And then just enjoy the nap and then trust that that's going to finish the cycle of what it needs. And then it'll let go and move on. So I don't know if that answers.
No, that is absolutely good. Thank you so much for clarifying that. So, and I know you touched a lot on this, but how would you kind of summarize, how do you actually heal the emotional root cause of diseases?
That was a good question. I think.
Tell us all.
Yeah. I think to narrow it all down, to nutshell it all, I think if this is resonating with you, I know for me, I had to work with a practitioner. So I worked with an emotion code practitioner for, I don't know, 6 months or so. That helped get me started because I was not in a good place emotionally or physically to be able to do any of this emotional stuff for myself when I was in it. So I worked with a practitioner for a while. So that emotion code helps to clear the subconscious stuff from your past. We're talking like this crap that happened when you were 3 years old and the crap that happened when you were 20 and all that stuff. And then what I tell my clients to do on a daily basis is to do EFT tapping, which is, you know, emotional freedom technique where you're just tapping on these different meridian points. I've got tons of free videos on my website and YouTube. So if you're having anxiety or depression or whatever it is, you can just do a really simple technique that will clear out the stuff that happens day to day. So emotion code is good for the past and EFT is good for the daily upkeep stuff. But in addition to that, I think doing something every day that makes you feel good is one of the greatest things you can do to heal your emotions, to heal your mindset, to heal your physical body. And that is different for everybody. And if that's playing a guitar or going to take a dance class or, I don't know, hiking or whatever, I don't care what it is, but it's that piece of self-care, that stuff that we put off thinking, well, I've got better things to do. This isn't productive. That's the stuff that actually gets our body out of fight or flight and into rest and digest. When we feel good, when we make ourselves feel good, when we do something that brings us joy, follow those desires that we have, you know, do things that you enjoy, because I think people on a health journey, we just kind of forget that that's important still. And so those kind of three things combined, doing the emotion code, doing EFT, and then doing something every day that feels good is just what helps create wellness on the mental and emotional level, which creates wellness on the physical level.
So thank you. So I do have one more question that I want to ask you, but before I do, is there anything that we missed, anything that you want to talk about that we haven't covered?
I think we covered it.
Yeah, you, this was amazing. I mean, it just opened a whole new, I was a psychology major in my undergrad and just, I love this stuff. This is just,
I know, I do too. It's so fun.
So, but let me ask you, so now that, you know, you're kind of on you've been through your journey and helping others, what is your daily go-to non-negotiable that you do, whether it's, you know, for emotional healing or just in general?
So for me, a lot of people wouldn't know this, but I'm very introverted. And so for me, I need alone time where there is nobody in my space. Like,
and that's hard with three kids.
It is. But it is something that and it's not every day that I need that, but I need at least one day a week where the kids are at school, my husband is out of the house, and I am home, and I've got time to just piddle around the house and like do some self-care and get the laundry done and throw dinner in the crock pot and just kind of like clear it all out. And so for me, that's something that I have found over the years that's really critical for me. It might not be for you. But that the other thing I love to do is yoga. I don't do it every day. I do it a few times a week. It's just something that it's just for me, and it helps me get out of my head and out of the storms. and back into my body and to feel the strength in my body and to just have that time to breathe and meditate and move, creates so much feeling of wellness in my body and mind. And then one other thing that I do in the mornings, while I'm getting ready in my closet, I've got some affirmations that I have where I just sit and I look in the mirror and I repeat these and I smile at myself and I just take a minute to breathe and pause and just feel gratitude for how my body is working for me every day and remind it that I'm here to honor it and that it's my greatest companion and that I'm going to listen to what it needs today and just reconnecting with ourselves, with our body in a different way. I do try to do that every day. It's not always perfect, but I try to do that every day and it just helps set me up for, you know, for a better day. And then another thing, I do lots of little things.
This is great. This is
another thing that came to mind. And something I've taught my kids to do and I tell my clients to do is, you know, a lot of times when we're having anxiety or we're stressed or we're just, you know, up in the clouds, it's like we're rushing, like we're hurry, hurry, hurry. And think we have so much to do and our to-do list is huge and blah, 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 blah. And it's like slow down and take a pause. And so anytime I start to feel that kind of, you know, ramped up feeling, which is normal and we all have that, it's not a big deal, I just slow down, take a pause. And I just say that. I'll say it out loud. I'll say it in my mind, like, you know, just slow down, take a pause. And then it's coming back to that place of, oh yeah, like my wellness is here. It's innate. It's mine. Nothing can take it away. Just slow down. Don't let all these outside influences come in. And so that's something I do throughout the day is, you know, some days I do it once, other days I do it 20 times. It just depends, but just slow down and take a pause.
I was gonna say, I remember when we were stuck at the airport, you were breaking out the yoga. I was like, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, makes me feel good. So,
well, thank you. And I want to make sure everyone can find you. And you have a free gift for us, right?
I do.
Tell us about the free gift and where to go to get it. We'll have everything on the page notes as well.
Yeah, the link will be there. But it's so I've created a course called Rooted in Health. And the free gift is like three of some of my best videos from that. And it's all about how to get started with all this stuff that we've talked about, all this mental healing, emotional healing. There's EFT scripts in it. It just helps you understand all of this more and how you can use it in your daily life and how it can really radically change your experience. I talk about a little bit more deeply into the storm metaphor and just understanding how that works. So it's really, really fun stuff.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for offering that to all of our viewers here. So, yeah. So wonderful. Well, thank you again, Megan. And your website is, because it's got a hyphen. I just want to make sure. Why don't you say it to make sure we get it right?
Yeah. So harmony-restored.com. And then I'm all, you know, I'm on Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook as Harmony Restored.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you again, Megan Buer. Right? I got it right? Thank you so much for being here on the summit and really appreciating you connecting the health. And thank you to all of our viewers for watching. And we'll see you at the next video.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for being a part of the Connecting Health Summit, breaking the link between cancer and autoimmune disease. We are looking forward to hearing back from you with your aha moments, questions, and insights. Leave a comment on the page for this episode. We can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye.